Several hundred soldiers gathered at an auditorium on Fort Drum Tuesday afternoon to watch the ceremony. A letter from Secretary of the Army and former North Country Congressman John McHugh was read aloud, giving a brief overview of Sergeant Jacob Perkins' actions on July 22nd. Then the commander of the 10th Mountain Division, Major General Mark Milley, pinned the soldier's medal onto the sergeant's uniform.
There were wounded outside the bus, strewn about in a variety of states of disbelief and in shock, and many, many were injured. The back of the bus was completely engulfed in flames. Sergeant Perkins heard someone say, "They're still in there." And in an instant, without regard to his own life, he entered a burning bus that was full of smoke, and he started getting people out.
After helping five people out of the bus, Sergeant Perkins returned despite the flames.
He searched for any remaining survivors. And he couldn't see, so he had to feel for them, seat by seat.
Milley said had there been bullets flying on a battlefield at that moment, Perkins would be getting the Medal of Honor. Perkins also teamed up with the leader of the tourist group to conduct a head count and move passengers away from the fire. When family members needed to get to a hospital, Perkins took them himself. After the ceremony, Perkins was shy and terse, saying that he did just what any soldier would do in the same circumstances.
I guess sometimes I think, I don't know, why didn't I think? But the Army has me trained to be ready for anything and unusual circumstances, and I was just glad that it actually kicked in and I was there to help.
First Sergeant Stephen Johnson is one of Perkins' superiors.
We do everything to stay away from fire. It's nothing specific we train for. He said his training took over. I think a lot of that is the calm, the being a leader under fire, whether it's a fire or whether it's direct fire from a weapon system. It's being able to remain calm in that circumstance and make sound decisions, and that's what he did.
Perkins joins just over 18,000 soldiers who have been awarded the Soldier's Medal since its inception in 1926. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards at Fort Drum.